The Indians and the Twins on Prince Night at Target Field, honoring the late, great Minnesota native. We all know Prince made the doves cry. Edwin Encarnacion about to make Nick Turley weep.
Swung on and blasted! Deep, deep left field! Gone into the upper deck! Oh my, what a prodigious home run for Edwin Encarnacion! And the Indians have a 4-0 lead. Encarnacion with his fourth home run this month. And another tape measure blast into the upper deck in left.
Loaded with two down now for Yan Gomes. And Gomes crosses Beautiful. Him up, goes to left. Encarnacion scores. Here comes Ramirez. He's safe as well.
That's a huge hit.
Boy, oh boy, Yan Gomes delivers. An RBI single to right, his first time up. This time he goes to left and drives in a pair. And it's now 6-0 Cleveland. Wow. Now Lonnie Chisenhall. Now Lonnie hits a high fly ball. Deep right field. Kepler's out of room. It's off the wall. Backing up is Buxton. Scoring is Santana. Here comes Gomes. Two more for the Tribe. It's a 4-run fifth as Lonnie Chisenhall drives in a pair. And the Indians lead it 8-0.
Wow, you talk about first two outs and you got a chance to get out of the inning and you can't get out of it. There's the fastball. All day long, you can sit on fastball against Turley, and this one went high off the wall. He thought it was going to be a home run, but with two outs, Gomes off and running, and it's going to be a short night.
Carrasco's not fooling anybody this inning. A homer to left, a single to center, a line out to short. And the batter, Joe Mauer, has struck out twice. Twice he has struck out on the split change.
He ate him up. Third time tonight, Carrasco has struck out Joe Mauer, and there are two down in the inning.
That has got to be a rarity.
Well, the Twins have runners at first and second with two down, and Max Kepler, the batter. Swing and a miss. Got him. Off speed, and Carrasco gets out of it. That's strikeout number 7. And terrific job by Carrasco. Maybe not his A game tonight, but finding you a way to get you through 6 innings.
A monstrous 3-run blast by Edwin Encarnacion in the third set the tone. And Carlos Carrasco pitched solid ball into the 7th as the Indians took care of the Twins by an 8-1 final. Here is Cleveland skipper Terry Francona.
You look at his line, it was really strong. I thought, he fell behind some hitters. Early in the game, he made some pitches kind of when he had to. And he competed really well. And I think it just kind of shows the stuff he has. He got us deep enough in the game where, you're going into a 4-game series and a doubleheader tomorrow. The last thing you want to do is be going to the bullpen early. So, overall, I thought he really did well. Just, I don't think it was his best command, but he still did everything the way you're supposed to. No, I just think, if you get something straight, that's over the plate, we always want to be ready to hit. And then Edwin with that's kind of how you envision it, where, with one swing, you can kind of spread a game out. And he certainly has been showing lately that he's got that in him. So that's been really, really good. And I thought, it's one game, but it's the start of, a lot of baseball this weekend. I thought we played a good game tonight. So, try to rest up, and we got a lot of good baseball tomorrow. So instead of worrying about it, show up and enjoy playing a lot of baseball.
Entering Friday night, Carlos Carrasco was just 1-5 against the Twins in his career with a 7.20 ERA, but the right-hander pitched solid ball into the 7th to exercise some of those demons. Carrasco spoke to the media following the game.
No, I think it was good. Those guys went over there and made some runs. So the only thing that we had to do, our pitching staff, just coming in and just throw to zero in the board. That's what we're trying to do every day, every game. That's what we're here for. Yeah, that's right. He made a nice play. I thought we're going to have one out, and then we got double play right there. He threw second base. It was perfect to get it out. And to see that, those guys made those plays, so it made me more, excited to go there and put some more zero on the board. You know what? Yeah, sometimes we think about that. But, you know, as soon as the game starts, we forget everything. I forget everything. Then I just went over there and do my job. And you know what? I think I didn't have, you know, my fastball commander was quite there. But finally the throw, I can throw a lot of innings, you know, trying to get, deep in the game. And that's what we did.
The Indians send Ryan Merritt to the mound to face Edilberto Mejia in the opener of Saturday's doubleheader.